WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Remember high school? Attending classes may have been the least of it in retrospect. There was walking through the hallways, daydreaming, hanging out at the candy store, and cutting school altogether. The Great Leap Forward is a documentary by independent producer Dee Roberts about what's on the mind of high school kids today, the pressures they feel, and the releases they seek. Roberts interviewed over 150 kids in Oregon and California. Her documentary will be featured on an upcoming edition of the Soundprint series. Today, a preview.
I don't believe that being 10 or 20 or 30 years longer on this earth makes a person automatically deserving of more or less respect. And I always thought that there would be some point when I would become an adult and I would become an equal with people. And I'm beginning to realize that there are all the games that you're always going to have to play all of your life. You know, these little, this person's ahead of you, you kiss up to them, and this person's below you, you can do whatever you want to them.
They want respect, and that's fine because I think everyone should be respected, but they don't give you your respect. And that's a major problem I have because I will respect anyone, but if they don't respect me, it's kind of hard to respect them.
They think that we all just like hang around in the mall and talk on the phone and are really rude to people.
They eat potato chips all the time, they get zits and they're fat.
Drugs, 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 drugs.
I feel like I'm being regulated by my parents.
I don't really want my parents to care about me too much.
My mom's always expecting me to set a good example and stuff, and I think it's sort of rude of her.
Drinking, drugs, friends, boyfriends.
Irresponsible.
Well, I feel that sometimes the reason that people think that we're irresponsible is because we want more freedom.
Some people suppress you, they part you, and reap a disaster. Re-education for the infants who demand it for an innocent instant. The great commandment.
You'll get behind in your schoolwork because on the weekends you just got drunk like one night and so you were sick like the next day, and then the next day you were too tired to do any of the homework. So you get behind in your schoolwork. So then you can't deal with that. And so you get stoned every day, and then so it just piles up, and so things are worse and worse and worse. And to relieve yourself from that stress or whatever, you'll go and take some drugs.
Drugs and alcohol are the one subject you can talk about with every student I've ever met. I can talk about drugs and alcohol and have a conversation. It's a universal topic you can talk about. Everyone knows about it, everyone thinks about it, and most people do it.
Hey! Hey!
It's kind of expected, like around school, if you know somebody's been going out for more than a month, people just expect that they've already had sex.
Guys talk about it on the weekends, but if a girl talks about it and she has sex, then she's a slut.
Do you think you want to have sex now or later?
Birth control.
Forget it. I won't do it.
In the heat of passion or whatever, you're not going to sit there and ask, are you going to use a condom?
There is no cure.
If you want to be treated like an adult, act like one.
But he defines adult.
We aren't taught to love ourselves enough.
You know you don't do that.
And you have to trust these people. It's not a problem to me because I don't. I'm a virgin because I don't. Because I don't.
Right now, he's holding his own. With help from the drug AZT, he's survived longer than most of the country's 83,000 AIDS victims.
If I was going to have sex with someone, I want to know about who they've been with. I'm not just going to sleep with someone without knowing if they've been around or not. I mean, I want to talk about it before anything even happens.
I don't think most teenagers, I'm sure they think about it, but when they first meet somebody, they don't think, well, you know, they're cute, but what if they have AIDS? Because more chances are that a teenager isn't likely unless we're out on the streets constantly.
There's this thing when you're a teenager, you think that you can't die.
And I feel like we've had a miracle even with 4 years.
You think that you can't die.
So ask him what kind.
Can't die.
Planes were flying over the Mediterranean.
You think you can't die.
What a great play by the special team.
When I think of the 90s, I think of destruction. some people are going to hit an all-time low and we're going to see the lowest that we've ever seen before. But I think also on the other hand, a lot of people are going to change and change within themselves, and that there's going to be a lot of good happening at the same time and more good than we've ever seen before too.
Since that's when we graduate, it seems like it's totally a new start. There's so much to look forward to and in the 90s. I mean, it's our time to change things finally, and then we will have a say in our own government, and we will be able to say, hey, look, this is what we think's going on.
They say we're the future, but they want us to be exactly the same. And I don't understand that, because it seems like we don't have it worked out so that we can really make anything better. That's what it feels like to me, because we're sort of just placed in this weird mold. And once you get out of school, you go to college and you take a class in business and you go become, I don't know, it's just a lot of conditioning. I don't like it.
What are you worried about?
That I won't make it as whatever I want to become. That I won't arrive, that I won't get there.
People have been talking about, you know, we're supposed to be the future and you know, we're the youth or the promise of America and all this. And I feel like a lot of times I don't want that responsibility. You know, I feel like I was with my grandmother and a whole bunch of her friends that are, and you know, yeah, we made this mess and now you get to clean it up. And I felt like, you know, here I am and I'm in high school, and all last year I kept getting this stuff about you have to be responsible and make sure your friends aren't committing suicide, your friends aren't getting drugs, your friends aren't getting pregnant, your friends aren't, I'm responsible for all of them, I'm responsible to fix the country up, you know, it's all just, they're the youth and they'll do it because they're perfect, you know. And I don't want that. I'm responsible for myself, you know. I'm not responsible to get rid of nuclear waste. It's not my job, you know. And I don't like that idea that you're the future, so hurry up and be good so that you can take our problems away from us. I don't like that at all.